Summer is behind us now, and hopefully these cooler days will stay and mark the beginning of coming winter, what will hopefully be another rainy season this year. Our mornings have been getting darker, and with the time change next week, our evenings will grow dark as well. As with many holidays, Christian and pagan traditions overlap this time of year, all of them honoring our ancestors and beloved dead. In pagan traditions, Tuesday night is Samhain, the third and final harvest holiday of the wheel of the year. This is the time of year when the veil between the seen and the unseen is thought to be the thinnest. At this time of year, pagans honor our ancestors with ritual and feasting, asking for blessings and for guidance. In the Catholic tradition, All Saints' Day and the Feast of All Souls are November 1st and 2nd, both commemorating the faithful departed. The secular holiday of Halloween has evolved from these Christian and pagan traditions, which is why images of ghosts, witches, skeletons, and cemeteries feature so prominently. In Mexico, the Catholic holy days have become a unique cultural celebration, Day of the Dead, Día de Muertos. This is one of Mexico's most important holidays, a time to remember loved ones now gone. Families prepare the favorite foods of the departed and picnic at their graves. They adorn the graves with marigolds, the traditional flower of the dead, and strew paths of petals to lead the spirits to these offerings. People dance, sing, and share memories of their loved ones, welcoming their spirits, who are thought to return briefly to take part in the celebration. Our worship service today honors all these traditions in the recognition that perhaps our beloved dead are not gone at all, but still with us. The dominant culture in the United States doesn't recognize this very well. After a death in our family, we are expected to appear over it within a few weeks. Certainly, we're not supposed to keep talking about our deceased loved ones months later, years later. We're not supposed to keep tearing up 4 years later, 10 years later. But we do. Of course we do. Whether our grief comes from the unexpected loss of a friend just a few weeks ago, or comes from losses suffered decades ago, we miss our loved ones. We always miss them. Our losses are always with us. I am reminded this year especially that death is perfectly natural, a part of life. The fears and anxieties many of us feel about death are also natural, but they are a human affliction, our response to grief. As many of you know, if we're Facebook friends, one of my cats is in the process of dying. She has cancer, and we're just spoiling her rotten till it's time to say goodbye. But what I notice about this process is that she's fine. She's not afraid. She's not worried or upset. She maybe doesn't always feel great, but she enjoys her meals. She likes to go outside. Who's upset and afraid and fearful are me and my husband. We worry about her. We're wrestling with our human feelings of powerlessness, right? We can't stop this from happening. So we're sad knowing she'll eventually be gone. Dr. William Worden identifies 4 tasks of grieving, and you'll see these identified in your order of service. To accept the reality of loss, to work through the pain, to adjust to the absence, and to find an enduring connection while moving on with life. We'll touch on each one of these themes in today's service. There will come a time when you are invited forward to speak the names of your beloved dead. This is one way that we honor the enduring connection we have with those who have gone before us.